Clay Marzo of Hawaii is surrounded by fans during an interview. Hawaii's local treasure. Dawn Patrol.
As the sun began to rise over the ocean, water splashed against Clay Marzo's face. He and his older brother paddled out for their first ride of the day. The only other people in the ocean were a couple of local surfers. They smiled and nodded to Clay. Everyone knows the 16-year-old superstar. After all, Clay has been surfing these waters for most of his life. Clay was out on dawn patrol. That means he was in the water very early in the morning. Clay knows of an out-of-the-way spot called the pool. It's the perfect place to surf at dawn, when the sun is just coming up. Clay lives in a town called Lahaina. It's located on the island of Maui, in the beautiful state of Hawaii. My family moved to Hawaii from San Diego when I was a baby, Clay explains. I can never thank my parents enough for bringing me to this amazing spot. He isn't kidding. Lahaina has awesome waterfalls and friendly people. Clay had woken up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It was quiet and dark. At that hour, most people on the island were fast asleep. It was tough getting out of bed so early, but Clay wanted to surf. After getting dressed, he had gulped down some cereal and juice. Then, he and his brother grabbed their surfboards. In a flash, they were out the door and on the way to the ocean. On a typical day, Clay will surf for several hours. It's easy because he lives close to the ocean. He can even smell the salt air through the open windows of his house. That always makes him think about surfing. There's nothing Clay loves more than being out in the water. Clay knows how lucky he is to be raised in Hawaii. Sometimes, I can't believe I live in the best place on earth, he says. When I travel to other countries to surf, it's awesome, of course, but there's nothing quite like the feeling of being home in Lahaina.
Surfing baby.
Clay Marzo was born with surfing in his blood. His mom was a surfer, and his aunt Shelley was a junior champion. That's not all. His grandmother still surfs. Growing up, it also helped to have an older brother to look up to. Clay's brother is a great surfer. Even as a baby, Clay was drawn to the water. By the time he was 2, he was already surfing, sort of. His father would go out surfing, and Clay would tag along. As his father paddled out, 2-year-old Clay would sit on the nose of the surfboard. He had a fun way of passing the time while his father waited for a good wave. He enjoyed jumping off the surfboard as if it were a diving board. He would splash around in the water before climbing right back on. When a wave came along, Clay would hang on, screaming with joy. When Clay was 5 years old, he entered his first surfing competition. It had divisions for kids of all ages. When he easily won the contest, people took notice of him. As the years passed, Clay continued to surf. By the time he was 10, he was already becoming well-known. He traveled to California, where the national championships were being held. Clay competed against the best surfers in the world in his age group. Although this was his first time in a big contest, he placed 3rd. People who watched him were impressed. They all said that Clay Marzo was going to be a famous surfer one day.
Hanging out with Kelly.
Kelly? He's just awesome. What can I say? You can hear the respect in Clay's voice. He was recently given an opportunity that most surfers can only dream about. Clay got to surf with the best surfer in the world, Kelly Slater. Slater has achieved many things. He captured his first title in 1992 at the age of 20. That made him the youngest world champion ever, but it was only the beginning. He went on to win a record 6 world titles. He took the sport of surfing to a whole new level.